It's a pretty safe bet that Robert Coles would be a fan of Loretta Lynn's song Coal Miner's Daughter. It's this stunning work of art that tells a doozy of a true story. Loretta Lynn sings about her tough childhood in a rural Kentucky town called Butcher Hollow. Coal Miner's Daughter was a number one country hit in 1970 and then gave its name to the movie about Loretta Lynn starring Sissy Spacek. We have three musicians to tell the story of that song, beginning with a Nashville country music veteran.
My name is Harold Ray Bradley. I've been a studio musician since 1946.
This is Loretta Lynn, and I'm the coal miner's daughter.
My name is Jack White. I'm a songwriter and producer, and I'm a huge Loretta Lynn fan.
Well, I was born the coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar.
Coal Miner's Daughter is so important because it's a uniquely American tale. It's a time capsule of what it was like to grow up poor in the mountains of America, in that mountain Appalachian culture in Kentucky. And on top of it, it wasn't an obscure lost track. It was also a hit.
When I wrote the song, I said, I probably won't sell one record, you know. And I was telling that to Doyle Wilburn. That was when I was still with the Wilburn Brothers. And he said, well, why not? And I said, because there ain't that many coal miners' daughters, probably. He said, oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of them.
My brother, Owen Bradley, was the vice president of Decca. He booked me on a recording session with Loretta Lynn.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting. You'd been out with all the boys.
After the session, I walked in the control room and I told my brother, I said, I don't know what it is about that woman, but whatever's in her heart comes out her mouth.
And don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind.
Loretta Lynn's songs have this novelty aspect, maybe in the title or the chorus of the song, but it's just sort of a hook to grab you into a deeper story, and her storytelling is incredible. She's not just telling you a story she wrote, it's her life story.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think that anybody else would be interested in your life that much, you know, but when you hear a story, you know it's country music.
In Nashville, the songs are loving, hurting, cheating, pickup trucks, mother trains, and stuff like that, and fighting and all that. And here was a song that was a story about her life.
Loretta Lynn is, to me, the ultimate feminist in songwriting. I think she's the greatest female singer-songwriter of the 20th century. For her to write songs like Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind and Fist City and One's On The Way, The Pill, these are all songs from the woman's perspective. And they were treated with respect by men in the music business, men in the country music business. You know, she told me 14 of her songs had been banned by country radio over the years. And you know, if you have your music banned, it's probably got some deeper cultural meaning.
One's on the way.
Loretta also told me that there's, you know, 12 other verses that never got into Coal Miner's Daughter.
Just wonder what the rest of it was like if we recorded all of the verses. I think even when I hear it now, I keep wanting to listen to it from top to bottom to see how it came out.
They really loved the song, so why not a book? And then I got a movie. You couldn't ask for more, could you?
Well, I was born the coal miner's daughter.
The song itself has this layer to it. It's like a three-act play. There's a modulation at the end, the third act. Nothing lives here anymore. Nothing left here but the floor, except that and the memories of a coal miner's daughter. She's saying that the edifice is fallen down and destroyed, but the real statement there is to say that those memories are worth talking about and they're worth knowing about, and that's what's beautiful about that song. She is telling the tale that a million other Appalachian American people never got to tell about their own life story, and how beautiful of a thing when someone who is in a position of power can relate a story for the people who don't have a voice.
Where one of our former governors made a speech many years ago to some executives in New York trying to sell country music. And he said, when I hear country music, I hear America singing. And I love that. And when I hear Loretta singing, I hear America singing.
I never even thought about that when I was putting that song together, you know. I never dreamed that it would be such a hit. I think when people listen to it, they just think to themselves what they, you know, they may not be a coal miner's daughter, but they might change that one word to whatever they were, and they just sing along. I think that's the whole deal, living the truth.
Loretta Lynn's Coal Miner's Daughter was chosen this year to be preserved in the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress. Our story was produced by Devin Strolovich and Ben Manila for Media Mechanics. We have profiled a number of wonderful songs being preserved in the Library of Congress Recordings Registry, and you can check all of them out at studio360.org.
Except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.